we'd get the old poles that would last. We'd cut them about six and a half feet long and split them. But if we didn't have a hole digger handy, we'd sharpen them and drive them in the ground. We always had mold. We'd take hickory and have a mold about a foot long, and cut the other down to just big enough for a handle. And we'd drive posts and those wedges and split our timber.
And you say those would last a long time?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever use stones or rocks or anything?
No, we not got too much of that.
Yeah. You seem to have enough trees, so I guess you didn't have any trouble with that. Remember when we were talking about the chickens and what you put in the nest to make the chickens lay eggs?
The China egg.
Right. What did you use to carry the water around in?
Well, way back on, we'd use a jug. Finally got it when we used fruit jars.
Oh, really? What about if it was wooden? What was it?
Water bucket.
Water bucket?
Yeah.
Cedar. Made out of cedar. But we usually use these patios of aluminum or enamelware.
What'd you call it that you took the scraps out to the hogs in?
We call that a slop bucket.
Slop bucket. Did you have to go all the way down here to get water? All the way back down to the river?
No.
Or does it come back around this way?
We've got a well dug in the backyard.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I saw a house down there that had a well out in the front yard, I noticed. What did you call what you take fried bacon and all in?
Well, some people called them frying pans, or skillet, or have electric skillets now, electric fry pans, but I've got both.
Black,
heavy.
I
like to use my black one. It's pretty good.
Well, I don't blame you.
Used to have a black pot, but it had a round bottom, and I can't use it on electric stove.
Oh,
uh-huh.
We got a
black pot.
We got it just
clogged.
But
you can't use it now because
it won't sit on. Wouldn't ever heat sitting up on a little bed that long on electric stove.
What did you call that?
Dinner. Dinner pot.
Fill that about half full of beans, put a great big fat of homemade bacon in there and cook it. Now you had some of it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And back even when I can remember, my mother would start her dinner, she used to put her pot down on the hearth and put coals around it and start it there. And then when she got ready to cook bread, she'd go to the stove. But she is cooked. I never did cook on the fireplace. I don't think we might have one just to try out, but I don't remember. But she'd even bake bread. She had an oven with a iron oven with an iron lid. Put those coals in it, and then put the bread in and put the coals.
Great big container, a great big iron container, maybe wash clothes in, or
wash pot out in the yard. Spit it up on, had a little leg, and you set those legs on brick or rock, and then put your fire all around it and heat your water. Carried it from the well in a bucket, had to draw it too, a long time before we got pumps.
And that's what you washed your clothes in?
Yeah. You'd boil them in that soapy water.
Homemade soap.
And then we'd have a tree cut down and cut off a cut of it and stand it up this way and pick those clothes up, lay them on that, and had a paddle. And all you just beat that, and I mean that, beat the dirt out too.
Oh, I can imagine. Did you ever call it anything else?